Time now for Fort Bragg Stories, a year-long series of personal narratives exploring life on and around this nation's largest military post. I'm Elizabeth Friend. Fort Bragg Stories is a collaboration between WUNC's American Homefront Project and the Fayetteville Observer.
My feet went up in the air about 2 to 3 feet, and my back slammed onto the chair. And instantly I knew that I was hurt pretty bad. I just didn't know how bad.
I have to look at it as these soldiers are my children, and I'm their surrogate parent. And I have a responsibility not only to them, but to their own parents.
You know, you take each day as it comes and just try to do the best you can and help the patients as best you can. I mean, some of them get really depressed and they don't want to do anything, but you have to get them up and get them motivated and get them moving. I call it tough love.
Lori Sutherland worked for 6 years at the Fisher House on Fort Bragg. It's a home away from home for military families with loved ones receiving care at Womack Army Medical Center. Lori is also a Gold Star mother. Her son Michael died in Iraq in 2007.
I always knew he was going to join the Army. He was going to be a little soldier. Since he was knee-high, he was going to be a soldier. I mean, he would make little campfires and sleep outside and became airborne qualified, jumping off the second story deck. Michael got here from basic training and airborne school and all that, like in the fall of 2005. Then Thanksgiving Day, he was on duty. He had like CQ, I think that's what they called it. And so he wasn't able to be home for Thanksgiving. But then his sergeant, Sergeant Lewandowski, let him come home for like 3 hours so he could have dinner with us. And it was awesome. So he got to come home and we had dinner and everything together and fixed his favorite, you know, sweet potato casserole. And he helped chop the vegetables. And Michael loved to cook, you know. And then they deployed the following summer. So he was overseas for the next Thanksgiving. And then he died on April 23rd, 2007. So every Thanksgiving, I always send a message to Sergeant Lewandowski and thanking him for letting Michael come home because he didn't have to. I appreciate it. So I know what it means to that family to be able to have that time with their son, something they'll treasure. And you know, and that's what the Fisher House is, you know, is keeping families together and letting them celebrate the holidays and the birthdays. And I get so much from being there and being part of the family, because we truly are a family at the Fisher House. I tell people every day I have the best job in the world. I get to hug a soldier every day. And I don't care how old you are, you're still somebody's child. And so those soldiers come in, and I get to be their mother for a little bit.
Lori Sutherland lives in Harnett County. Her story was produced as part of Fort Bragg Stories, a collaboration between WUNC's American Homefront Project and the Fayetteville Observer. You can hear Lori's story and others on WUNC's website. If you'd like to share your own Fort Bragg story, there's a link at wunc.org.